what we're talking about here, talking about coming home, we talk about our mission. This is God's mission. It's the Missio Dei, as they say, the mission of God. You know, 2020 is not a secret. It's been a bit of a tough year. And we were hoping 2021 would start, you know, with a lot of encouragement and the curve going in the right direction. Well, that hasn't exactly happened yet. It's been a little crazy the last week or two. But you know what? I really believe, I am convinced that God's kingdom is going to break out here in Bakersfield in 2021. And I want us to get on that train. So, I've been talking about coming home. There's four aspects of coming home I'm going to talk about this morning. And those four are coming home in the sense of us welcoming home those who've strayed from the sheep pen, if you will. Number two, welcoming home those who've never really been part of our family. People who hopefully will become Christians in 2021. And by the way, we have two guys who are getting pretty close to being baptized right now. I'm not going to say their name right now because, you know, I don't want to put pressure on people. But so number three is about us coming home, because the bottom line is, for the last 10 months, we've not had the ability to have the closeness of fellowship that we're used to. And some of us in our church are even on the fringe to some extent. It's possible those who are that in that situation aren't even here with us this morning. They're our brothers and sisters. We love them. And yet, because of the situation, some people have not quite as tied in as they would be. So that's another goal for 2021, is to pull those people back in close to the fellowship. And point number four, this is the lesson I did in a midweek about 10 days ago, is pulling in our community. I believe we're coming into a kairos, a time, a moment in time when the people in our country and our world are going to be looking for something different. And I want us to be at the forefront of being a place where that can happen. All right, very good. All right, so here we go. So let's go to our passage. We're just studying one passage this morning, which is Psalm 107. So if you don't mind, let's turn to Psalm 107. If you don't know where it is, it's right after Psalm 106, and it's just before Psalm 108. Okay, great. And this psalm is a psalm about coming home. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the hand of the foe, and he has gathered them from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in desolate wilderness, finding no way to a city where they could live. They were hungry and thirsty. Their spirits failed within them. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He rescued them from their distress. He led them by the right path to a city where they could live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for the human race. For he has satisfied the thirsty and has filled the hungry with good things. All right. So, in verse 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say this, that the Lord is good. So I want us to say that together. All right, I'm going to say, let the redeemed of the Lord say this, and you guys are going to say, the Lord is good. And by the way, this is Jack Walker's theme. In the campus group, every week he would say, I just want to say something, and it'd be, the Lord is good. Amen? So here we go. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. All right, did you say it? I heard Jan through the door. All right, one more time. You're going to say, the Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this.
The Lord is good.
All right, I heard some more. Very good. Awesome. You know, there's people who have been part of our fellowship. In fact, one of our closest friends of the church, He lost his life just a few weeks ago, Pops. That was a tragedy, you know. And Pops, he had been attending our online services for a while. I'm completely convinced that Pops will be with us in heaven. But you know what? He was on his way back, but he hadn't quite made it back. You know, and his wife, we're still hoping that his wife will come home. And, you know, people, I'm guessing there's probably 50 to 100 people that are out there somewhere who used to be part of our fellowship. And some of them are maybe in other churches and doing okay spiritually. Probably most of them aren't. And, you know, as long as they're going to be with us in heaven in the end, you know, we're okay with that. But the bottom line is we want them back in our family. And like it says here in verse 4, some of them are wandering in wastelands. And they have a sense of their life being wasted. And in verse 5, they're spiritually hungry. They're spiritually thirsty. Because unlike before, their spiritual needs are not being met. And verse 6, in 2021, some of the members of our church, some of the wandering sheep, just like in the parable of the lost son, in verse 6, they're going to cry out to the Lord. And the question is, are we going to be there for them? Because like it says in verse 5, they're hungry, they're thirsty. Their lives are ebbing away in meaningless. They've lost that sense of purpose. But in 2021, God is going to deliver them from their distress. But he's going to use one of us. You know, he's going to use Sean Macias. Because when they call out in their distress, Sean Macias is going to give them a phone call. And Jeanette Caravales is going to send a text. And Pam Monroe is going to just be praying for them. And Karen Carnot was going to go by their house. When that works out, we can actually go by their house. And Egypt Thomas is going to reach them on Snapchat. And Alan Lakin, I'm running out of examples of what we can do. But Alan and Andrew Caldera, we are going to reach out to somebody who's wandered away. And in 2021, they're going to come back to our fellowship. I want you to have a vision because God is behind this. Psalm 107, in the end, it's God and he's using us. The second group I want us to think about is the lost. And by the way, we're going to be emphasizing in the first 3 months of this year, I'll talk about it in a bit, we're going to be emphasizing specifically trying to bring home those who've wandered. But all year, we're going to emphasize trying to bring home those who never even had a home. Let me read verse 10 through 16. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness. That's most of Bakersfield. Prisoners suffering in iron chains because they had rebelled against God's commands and despised the plans of the Most High. I don't think that describes those who have wandered, but that does describe those who've never, ever come home. And he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and he broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he breaks down the gates of bronze, and he cuts through the bars of iron. There's a lot of people out there who are in utter darkness and gloom. And, you know, I think the COVID crisis has deepened their sense of crisis. Deepen their sense of loss and separation and loneliness. And it says here, they have a feeling of bitterness. They're like prisoners in iron chains. And those are spiritual chains. Why? In verse 11, because they rebelled against God's will. In verse 11, because they despised God's plan. God had a plan, Acts 17. He had a plan for them, a plan to give them a hope and a future, but they rejected that plan. But guess what, folks? They're in that pit, and from that pit, they're going to cry out. In verse 13, thousands of people in 2021. I really believe 2021 is going to be a turning point for our church, but and our nation as well. I believe people will be looking for spiritual answers this year. And someone at work, in your neighborhood, in your class, in your own close family, this year, verse 13, is going to cry out for help in 2021. They're going to recognize the darkness they're in. And then Heidi Villanueva will be there for them. And Anna Marie Gomez is going to share her faith. Angelo Johnson will be calling an old high school buddy, one of the ones he's been mostly staying away from lately. But he's strong and he's going to call him. And Joe Parker, he's taking classes down there at Channel Islands. And he's going to call him home to the, Santa Barbara Church of Christ, whatever. And the Lord is going to break the chains of their sin. And we're going to have a party. This year, we're going to have an actual Christmas party. By the way, the one we had last December, that was a lot of fun. I was amazed how good a party we had, even though we were in different places. But this December, we're going to come together. We're going to have a Christmas banquet. And there's going to be several wandering sheep who've come home. We're going to be celebrating with us. And there's going to be at least a dozen, probably more, of people who were in chains and in a place of rebellion. And we're going to welcome them home. They're going to come home at last. They're going to find that home. And we're going to celebrate that. That's going to be 2021. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to it. And we have some plans, by the way. This is not just talk, okay? One of the things we're going to do is we're going to have a breakout room. And what we want to do is the leadership group, we want to develop a list of at least 20 people, maybe more. These are people that have been part of our family. And some of them, honestly, are still part of our family. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say names because I think that's putting people on the spot. But some of them have never fully joined our family, and yet we see them on Sunday morning. You know, maybe you're thinking about some of those. And there's others, and they're still here in Bakersfield. And there's others who are in Houston and in Stockdale. So we're going to develop a list of names and hopefully phone numbers and email addresses. We're not going to give out the phone numbers and email addresses to everybody. That'd be a privacy issue, but we're going to give out their names. We're going to be praying for these people. Then what we have a plan. The plan is probably in April, when it becomes possible for us to meet again, we're going to have a coming home banquet. And we're going to have awesome food. I don't know, tri-tip or carne asada. I don't know what we're going to have. And we're also going to invite some of those who are still part of our fellowship, our ICOC fellowship, you know, but are maybe in AV in Fresno. We're going to invite them. And we're going to have a banquet. We're going to have a coming home banquet. And we're going to send these people a packet. If we have their address, we're going to send them a packet. We're going to say, come home. We're having a banquet just for you. We're going to do that. And I want you to imagine that meeting right now. It's going to be 100 people or whatever it's going to be. And we're going to welcome them home. it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like the scene in the parable of the lost son. And then the ones who don't make it, we're going to send them a packet. We're going to put gifts in them. We're going to bribe them. We're going to bribe them primarily with our love, but also with some stuff. All right. And we're also going to have a new Christian party. We haven't had a new Christian party because we couldn't really have one. I guess we could have done a Zoom one. But we're going to have a new Christian party to end all new Christian parties. It's going to be great. By the way, Jan is the queen of new Christian parties. Trust me. And we're going to have a new Christian party. And we're going to have like 20 or 30 people at this new Christian party. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. Joel's going to send us into breakout rooms. It's going to be 3 or 4 people. And I want somebody to be the recorder to write it down. And if you don't finish, then just send it to your Bible Talk leaders and get it to Jan and I. So we're going to do 2 things. We're going to list people that we know who have strayed. We're not judging people on this, by the way. We're not if they've gone to another church and they're still probably faithful to God. No judgment here, all right? There's going to be some people who have strayed and fallen into a pit. We're going to have a range here, okay? Got it? And to the extent that you know it, phone number, actual snail mail address and email if possible. All right. If somebody could collect that information for the group and send it to me, that'd be great. And then also, by the way, people like Andrew and Egypt, they're not going to have a lot of people on that list because they don't really know. They haven't been here that long. And then also we're going to list 3 to 5 people that you want to pray for this year, that you're going to share your faith with this year. And in the next 2 months, and hopefully we'll be able to bring them home as well. So let's go to our breakout groups, and we'll be back in about 12 or 15 minutes for the rest of our program. See you then. You have to click join, by the way, if you didn't know that. All right. Ah, Becca. Hi, Becca. So good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you guys. Yeah, good to see you too. Hi, Tanisha.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm thinking in developing this list, probably Becca and Nora are better at it by far than anybody else on the screen. Tanisha might know. Tanisha, you were part of our church earlier, weren't you?
No, never Bakersfield.
Okay, I was thinking of
IE.
I was thinking of
IE that left.
Yeah, well, if you want to put them on your own list, that's fine. You know what I was thinking was Amy. I don't know why, but I associate you with Amy because you guys both came back to town about the same time. All right, so Nora and Becca, do you have names of people that we should be reaching out to?
Matt, Lisa's husband. What do you think, Becca?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing about Matt is that he's aware that, so I don't know how to reach out to him anymore because the people that have been reaching out to him, generally, he's very blunt. So he'll let them know, like, I'm not ready yet. Like, I need to read the Bible for myself. Now he's on his second reading of the Bible, I believe.
Yeah.
So
amen.
I really don't know how to reach out to him anymore.
Well, how about praying for him? I pray for him on a regular basis, by the way. And I've called him a few times in the last few months. I haven't called him often enough because, you know, I think we need to treat him as part of our family because what – God judges whether he's part of our family, you know, in the bigger picture, all right? But I, as far as I'm concerned, he's part of our family. He does more to welcome our campus group than almost anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nora. No, go ahead. Yeah, he's very serving, like probably one of the most serving people that I see. So he's up there, and he knows what he needs to do.
Amen. All right, good.
Yeah, that's a lot. The fact that he knows, when you first start, when we started
What did you read, Nora? You skipped out for...
the Book of John.
Okay, the Book of John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really, really impacted on me a lot. So, anyway, just if you get a chance, maybe just recommend that.
Okay.
Of course, the other person I'm thinking about is Patty, but I'm sure she's going to be on everybody's list. Yep, Amy.
Patty, what's her last name? Yeah.
Patty Montez.
Yeah. And we have information for her, right?
Amy
what?
Yeah, we do. Amy Sanchez. I haven't seen her. I don't know if she's
still. I've run into her a couple times, but So I text her sometimes. And I'm like, we should hang out, or like it's sometimes we're supposed to be, because we both moved out here at the same time. We both were having some issues, so I was we should, you know, be into their lives and stuff. But she's only come, like, Bella has, invited me, Egypt, and her, to hang out one time, and she's come to those. But she doesn't come to church service, or she doesn't come to, campus things, or I think she's came to, a couple, the Young Professionals things. But I still try to, she reached out to me on New Year's Eve, so
great.
I always try to reach out to her and see, how she's doing. But the couple times that we're supposed to meet up and hang out, he's canceled. The other times, we definitely have hung out, and she's just going through a tough time right now.
It is. It's a tough time. It's a tough time. I remember there was a sister in our fellowship in San Diego who lost her husband, and he died of a heart attack. He just collapsed on the sidewalk in front of their house and had three kids. That's not even close to what happened to Amy. But you know what? It was about a year and a half that she was just angry at God. She didn't come.
Yeah.
But I remember it was at least a year. But I remember one time she just showed up at one of our singles events and she said, "I'm ready to come home." I mean, that's almost an exact quote. And she was home. And within a few months, she was dating one of the brothers, and, you know, they were married, and her kids had a dad. But when people go through emotional breakup situations, it's sometimes they just need us to just show continued compassion over time. And when they're ready, we just need to be there. I think that's part of what I was saying in my thing. We just need to be there when people are ready. Great. We have plenty of information on those three people. Anybody else?
I want to say that I am personally going to reach out to Amy. I've just been, not a lot, but I really think that she's somebody that I could really share my life with.
Great.
So I'm going to and we're tight completely when she was here, but I feel like I was close to her, so I'm personally
awesome.
Reaching out to Amy.
Awesome. All right. Becca, can you think of somebody else? This is kind of a sensitive thing we're doing here. We're talking about people who aren't in the room. I think we're doing an okay job. I think we're doing okay. I hope so.
I think it's kind of hard for me to, assess who isn't around because I haven't been around for years.
Sure.
And even just, as far as online meeting, I guess I still can't really tell who's not here, who's moved away, or who's fallen away, kind of deal. The only two people that I can really think of are Andre and Gina, but I know that there's conflict, I guess, with them.
Okay, Andre and Gina, these are former members.
Yeah, Andre and Gina Colon.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly what happened and why they're not here, but he's. I don't want to get too much in their business.
No, please not. Please not. So let's just have it be a set of names. Do you have any information on them so that somebody like myself can...
Mm-mm.
Would you be willing to do just a little bit of research so that I could... Because I'd be happy to call them, whatever. If I had an address, I'd even be willing to go by their house.
Okay.
Nora?
I was going to say they might live in Tehachapi, but I'm not sure.
I think
Tehachapi.
There's a couple in Tehachapi. They're actually from the church in San Diego. They run a coffee shop there. Is that what we're talking about? No. Okay. So I'm going to write down that couple in Tehachapi who run the coffee shop. They were part of the church in San Diego for many years. I know them fairly well because I taught classes for the region they're in. And what it was is they moved up here in order to start a home for where older people can live. These are people, not a nursing home, but and the bottom line is that's their heart, is to serve that vulnerable population. But the red tape in San Diego, they finally gave up. They tried for years and years and years, and they couldn't do it. They were able to do it up here, so they moved up here, not trying to leave God, the church, or anything else, in order to start this business to take care of this kind of people. And when they got here, they didn't get tied in. That's the bottom line. But Mike knows them. In fact, Mike and he were roommates 24 years ago back in San Diego when Mike was a college student. So that's on my personal list. I visited them at that coffee shop 3 times. And I need to invite them to this banquet. That's what I need to do. So we got a list of 6 people. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, no. 7 people. All right. I think we're going to go back to the meeting pretty quickly for the next couple of minutes. Maybe we could stop talking and make our own list of people that we want to especially reach out to. These are people that aren't necessarily Christians yet or haven't been. This is a personal list, so I'm going to make... Yeah, Willie, what's his last name?
But just be praying for his heart.
What's his last name?
Best friends with Blaine. I don't know if he's Blaine. No, Willie Fields.
Yeah, I've actually called him a couple of times.
His wife goes to a different church he married, so they went over there.
Yeah, I've called him a couple of times and talked to him. And there's another guy, Chad, also. I don't know if you know who Chad is.
Good.
What about Will Hinkle?
Absolutely. By the way, I talked to Will about a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Egypt.
How is he?
Well, you know, he was not answering text, phone calls, and whatever for months. But just recently, he took a couple of phone calls. He talked to me. And a friend of his is getting close to being baptized. So I sent him a text just yesterday. Thank you, Egypt. And maybe you can kind of put him on your personal list, somebody to reach out to and invite him to our banquet. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people. Yeah. Wow. All right, good. I'm writing down, just for me, I'm writing down some names of people that I'm personally trying to help become a Christian this year. Kyoto?
Kyocho?
Q-U-I-O-C-H-O?
Q-U-I-O-C-H-O, yes.
What an interesting name.
Yeah. I think she has Native American, like, I think...
Native American? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
people to pray for that I am in a study with is Allo. Her name is Eloina, E-L-O-R.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, you know, she goes by Allo, also E-L-O. And then Lucy Martinez, we're studying with both of John and I. If you could pray for both of them. I'm getting a messenger that says leave now, so I'm leaving, guys.
Yeah, we got a few seconds to get back. I've got three names so far. By the way, just, you know, I did keep the list, so you all don't have to worry about that part. All right, I'm heading back to the main room. Thanks, everybody. It was fun. I think I can turn off.
Hey, Oscar.
Oh, good. Screen sharing's off. Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey. What's up?
Okay. Cuando está listo,
good in that yellow.
Oscar puede empezar.
Brings out your eyes.
Oh, thanks, bro.
All right. Could we have... Okay, Oscar's going to share next, so could everybody but Oscar please mute their microphones, including me, by the way. Oscar, take it away.
Good afternoon, church. I am Oscar Perez, and I am part of the Bakersfield Church of Christ. I want to thank Brother Oaks and the leadership for asking me have this opportunity to share. I was definitely humbled when Brother Oaks asked me. I know that inside I was really insecure. I didn't really want to do it inside, but I know that I was being selfish because it's not about me. And hopefully this gives an opportunity. Maybe somebody can connect with me. And at the same time, just as I was thinking this morning and I was praying, it gives me an opportunity to really just show my gratitude to God for all that he's done for me and continues to do for me. I'm going to start in Jeremiah. Let me see if hopefully I'm on here. Okay, in Jeremiah chapter 6, 16, I'm going to read a scripture. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. And then I also got it in another version. It's I really like the way this one says it as well. It says, stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old godly way